kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the cripple, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all!
And one night, a John set me on fire. That wicked fantasy was to see a child burned to death. And after that, I was just left in a garbage can to die.
Try taking some of these dangerous chemicals out of the food and environment and see if there's a turnaround. At least do something instead of ignoring it and increasing the danger to us.
I was a school teacher in my parish school, and I caught a priest molesting a child. They were going to allow this man to remain near the children, and sadly, he's still in a parish today.
There is absolutely no sexual overtones within this procedure, according to the traditional rabbis that perform it. Absolutely.
Sexual or not, you still had a baby's penis in your mouth. That's just
okay. Have a pleasant day.
Welcome to the Church of Reality.
Did you see Jesus or just talk to him?
No, it was in a light shape, like, but it was a human being, but it wasn't like he was all light. It's like you could see he was a person, but he just had the glow.
Yeah, in other words, no features. Yeah. You didn't see hair or eyes or mouth or nose. It was just
a silhouette, lighter.
You could see all that moving, but it's like after it all happens, you don't remember it in detail like that. But you just remember the way it was being in Christ's presence. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. you know you're in the presence of the Son of God, you know, type situation.
You also didn't see anyone. You didn't see any loved ones or anything?
No, I didn't see any of that. Because
a lot of these people claim that they...
I was just told it wasn't my time. And I had important things to do, and I had unfinished things.
No. I didn't even
have any kids then. And I got four kids now. You know what I mean? Two is in college, so I mean.
Yeah, I mean that right there in itself, you know. But I remember my grandmother when she was.
I mean, I put it like this. After that comment that KRS-One said, I'm no longer a KRS-One fan. I think, you know, like how dare you? You know. You know, he once, you know, was homeless. You know,
yeah.
and he came out. He told the story of being homeless and stuff like that, and you know, people embraced him. You know, so how dare you, you know, disrespect myself and other victims around the world? Like, who are you? Like, you know, if you're a KRS-One fan right now, you're a fool, you know, because he tried to come and then tried to clean it up, you know. Forget that cleaning up stuff. What he said, he meant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I said too, and Sharon kind of implied that possibly maybe KRS felt like that because maybe he touched on him or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my thing is like, you know, he went in kind of strong, you know, with that comment. So, maybe it is true.
Hey, it's Daddy D from the world famous Bunny Ranch, home of the HBO series, author of The Art of the Pimp. And you know what? When I'm not banging bunnies, I'm listening to UGS Radio. Sex. In fact, Andy Kaufman, the reason I own this place is I came in here in 76. And I had a girlfriend that worked here, but I didn't know it, and so she came and invited me out and just to look at it. And that night, Kaufman came in, and they lined up all the girls. There was 27 girls. Kaufman couldn't make a decision, and his comedy partner, who's, by the way, from Chicago, Bob Zamuda, and my dear friend, he was in here today getting laid, founder of Comic Relief. He said to Andy, make a decision. Come on, make a decision. And Andy couldn't do it. He said, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I'm going to take two girls and I'm going to have them wrestle each other. I'm gonna wrestle the winner in the finals, and I promise every girl here I will party with you in the next week, because he was playing at Harrah's in Tahoe, and he did. He lived up to his word, and he did that. So Kaufman and I became buddies, and about 78 or 79, Kaufman says, Dennis, you're a businessman. You're a small businessman. I was in the gas station business. I owned a bunch of gas stations. And buy this place and revolutionize the business. Treat everybody like you and I are being treated. You, because you're a boyfriend of one of the girls, you're treated so well. Me, because of my celebrity. And that was the formula. So I went to work on it, and, of course, he died in 84. You know, no liquor, no drugs, vegetarian, died of cancer. And then in 92, I bought it, and I implemented all the things Zamuda and Kaufman and I talked about and turned it into the most famous place, not in America, but in the world.
Yeah. That was actually in the Man in the Moon movie, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's depicted in the movie of Andy wrestling the girls here. And that's exactly what he did. And yeah. It was...
Yeah, Damon, what's been the feedback you've been getting on this fight between the two internet guys you were talking about? You said your biggest fight coming up.
Well, it's really, I mean, we just put the word out. They signed the contract, but the press conference is Tuesday. So that's probably going to go everywhere once they do the official stare down. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I think it's going to be good. We're gonna show it on live internet pay-per-view, talking to a couple companies right now, so we'll see what's up, man.
Who do you got your money on, Skinny?
Man, I don't know. Brody, he's a bigger dude, but Tyrone looked like he's got some fists, man. So,
They're both athletic, though.
Me, really.
They're both very athletic.
Yeah, yeah. It's a toss up for me.
They can throw. It should be interesting.
It's a toss up. That's one I wouldn't mind seeing.
Let's hope they stick with it and they don't pull out like anyone we know. You know what I mean? But really excited about this. This could really, honestly, this is probably one of my biggest ones, just because it's going to go viral on the internet after Tuesday. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Yeah, I'll be looking for it.
Cool, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. We got
to
have you.
I'll keep you guys up to date with
it. Hey, what's going on? It's your boy, Skinner Mine, the man on the rant, Church of Reality. Yeah, I'm going to hit this little subject. Something I never talked about, never issued, pressed as an issue, never touched on in any of my rants. And this is for the fellas out here. Any of you fellas that's going through multiple relationships, anybody that's out there going through multiple baby mamas, anybody out there going through multiple loves, and some people may say, multiple loves, what are you talking about? You possibly just can't love two people or three people at the same time. No, that's impossible. I always looked at it like this. I think it's possible that you could love one person. Like, you know, of course, you know, most men will cuten it up to try to look hard by saying, yeah, my main woman, then I had my side bitch. Or I had my side bitch, and then I had my number one. I have this, and I have my boo on the side. You know, they try to, you know, somehow justify without looking soft. And what I mean by that is, you know, some way or another, you know, all these motherfuckers walk around like Snoop Dogg, you know, songs and shit. I don't lie, they hound, you know, all that. There's a lot of us guys out here that decide they want to be with a woman just sexually. She's just good just sexually, or she's good just because she buys shit for you, or this and that. Whatever the case may be. And yeah, I understand that's not love. But then there's the cases where you hear about guys who get caught up who love two women. They may have met, it could be anything. It could be that they met two women near the same time and they can't decide and choose who they want to be with. Sometimes that's the most toughest one, because in the long run, eventually, you will lose both of them women. I know, even before I get into this fucking rant, people are probably listening like, well, Skinny, when did you become a counselor? When did you become a Love Jones-ass motherfucker? You know? I had to come different on the rant, at least this time. You know, every now and then I gotta come different in some type of way and come with some kind of different subject other than race, other than bashing you faggots, and other than, you know, anti-religious versus religious beliefs. And I thought this was a good way to start that process in a rant. And I feel that for you brothers, and when I say brothers this time, I'm talking about men in general. Men gotta realize that we're put on earth for different reasons, same as the women. Some men, of course, think that women are only good for certain things, just as women think that same thing about men. And you already know what they are, so I'm not going to get into the whole, you know, a lot of men think that women are only good for sex, and women will use their body to get what they want out of the man, which is money, which a lot of women think that's the man, is the only thing that they're good for. Money and power and protection, you know. So, well, I'm kind of going with this back to what I was really alluding to. For you men out there that's in these multiple relationships, I feel you. I feel what you would be going through. I hear what you would be going through. I can't be one of these simp-ass men that say, oh, man, you know, what woman and this and that. Hey, I'm not, just because, you know, some of us do it with one woman and this and that and stick to one woman or whatever the case may be. There's some of us that have two or three or four women. And when I'm saying us, I'm generally speaking as a man. I'm not saying, oh, this is Skinny. I'm not saying any of that. Most people know my situation. So, and I know a lot of other people's situations. So I'm just kind of combining them all together into this rant. And what I'm saying is, yes, there's these men out here who have multiple women, and the result is multiple kids, multiple child support, broke, looking bummy because they can barely pay child support, don't want to work, this and that. Those are the men you watch out for. Then there's some of us men that get caught up in what you would call a situation where, and I'm just going on the fly, I'm just, you know, kind of going as is. So with this rant, we'll just make up a scenario. Let's just say you're in a relationship, you've been in a relationship for a long time. Or let's just say this, let's pretend it's me, okay, let's say I'm in a relationship, which I am, for 8 years, and let's just say all of a sudden, someone is able to break through the filter that no one has ever broke through before. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody, there's been many attempts, but let's just say somebody on this great-ass planet was able to capture a part of my heart that they're able to get in and stay in and stick around, and you kind of fall for them. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm trying to explain it as best as the way that you can understand it, because I'm trying to figure out if there's any men out there who would be in that situation, where you've been with somebody for a long time, and then all of a sudden somebody comes in, and they, you know, they're able to capture you somehow. You know what I'm saying? So now, what do you do in that situation? Do you play along for a little while and then just get rid of them and say, hey, this is what it is? Do you play along with it and see what happens? Let's say they don't know your situation. Let's say they don't know you have a wife. They don't know you have a girlfriend. They don't know you have somebody you've been seeing or whatever. And you know that they don't know this. You could be one of these men that double dip and just hope you don't get caught. And take the chance of losing both of them. Fellas, I'm asking you, because there's some of you men out there that do these things. You know, you've been with somebody for how long? Now I'm just totally going away from the point I was making. Let's just say it's me. Let's just say it's you in general, a man in general in that situation. Because then it sounds like I'm trying to making up a story for me, which ain't true or whatever. But let me just say men in general, if they're in that situation. I just happened to pick 8 years because, you know, I've been with my lady for 8 years. But let's just say, yeah, you were with someone for 8 years. And you're a man that's been with that person. You love that person. But then someone comes in, they capture your heart in a way that you just can't shake them off. You can't say, oh, you know what, I'm with somebody. Let me see what's going on over here. Until she somehow find out, then, you know, then it is what it is. But let's say she knows your situation. Let's say she knows you were married. Or let's say she knows you're about to get engaged. Or let's see that she knows you've been living with your girlfriend. Or let's see that she knows that you have somebody else that you're interested in, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And she still knows it, but she still wants to see what happens, what goes with you. And this could go for women too, I guess. If women, you know, I'm just speaking on a man's point. But let's say, you know, that the female knows, and you're actually taking interest in her. What do you hope to gain out of it, I guess, is the question that I'm asking you men. Because obviously the woman that you've been with for how long is not probably going to know, and you're probably not going to tell her what's really going on. At the same time, you catch feelings for this other lady who you took interest in, who really shows an interest in you. And all of a sudden, you know, it's getting really serious. And all of a sudden, you're caught in a situation where you just can't say, hey, you know what? You know what? Yeah, I know what we got going on has been growing. I know what we got going on has been this or that. But we have to call it quits because I'm with somebody. What if that female is with somebody as well? What do you hope to gain out of that situation? Are you hoping that she leaves her situation and that you're going to leave your situation and you end up together with this female who you just met? Or are you hoping that it's going to continually be a side thing, like a side dish, a side chick deal? What do you hope to gain out of it? Is the question that I ask a lot of us men, that I ask a lot of you men who may be in a situation like this. What do you hope to gain out of it? Do you hope to gain that eventually maybe that you'll be one of these guys out here in Utah who can have multiple wives? What is it? Because when it's all said and done, all it really is creeping. You always feel guilty that you're going to hurt somebody. Eventually, you're going to get in a situation where even though the main female that you're with, we'll just say the main female, the wife, the fiance, the long-term girlfriend, or the person you're living with, or whatever the person may be to you, you don't want them to find out at all what's really going on. Yet, with the other person, unless if you're really trying to get so serious to where you plan on leaving the current female, the current woman you're with, you really are taking a chance that you want something to grow out of it. But at the same time, if whatever happens, happens, whether it works out or doesn't to where you guys aren't creeping together no more, it could be a loss because of whatever feelings you may have gained for that person, but it's not a complete loss. Because most likely, you probably didn't intend on leaving your number one anyway. Unless if I said if you're one of these guys that are hard pressed out here, that planned on leaving your girl, your main one, and you're hoping to grow from this one, from girl number two. Man, Skinny, you are some player shit tonight. What the man, what's really going on? Like I said, man, I'm just trying to do something different for the rant. And it's not really a rant. It's kind of a question, answer, you know, type of seminar type rant. You know what I'm saying? Something I've thought about in the past. Never really tried to put myself in a situation like that. You know, when I was younger, of course, you had dilemmas in high school. Which girl do you want to be with? You want to be with Shanae, or you want to be with A, this person over here, A or B or C? You know, situations like that, you know, multiple girlfriends in high school, yeah. Well, you had choices like that, but it wasn't nothing really like as when you get older or you're out of high school. And like I said, again, you're married. But then that little itch in you all of a sudden decides, hey, you know, someone's showing interest in me. Oh, now I got interest in them. Oh, now this and that. And now you got to decide, do you quit it before number one in or before number one female that you would finds out? Because like I said, whether number two knows or not that you are with somebody, what it's all said and done is not really a loss. It's a loss, but it's not a loss. Because if you're one of these guys that's looking for two loves in two different places, then yeah, it's going to probably be a loss for you as far as losing that number two girl. But you still have your number one. But then, once that happens, what really happens with number one? Do you have the same love when number two is gone for number one? Do you feel that you have lost some love for number one because some of that love that you had for number one may be given to number two, or it may have been an inside buried love that you had before? And I'm using love just as a word that I'm throwing out there, just for some, let's just say interest. Let's just say that. Let's say interest. Because there's just some men out here that don't love women, period. They just love women. They use the word love just because they out there getting pussy and whatever. And then they pop babies out left and right, and then they don't take care of them. That's totally insane. But do you have the same love that you did for number one before? Some will say, though, and I'll say this because I know there will be some people that will try to stand me correct or correct me, and that is, maybe that some will say, and this will be females that will say this, well, maybe you didn't love number one as much as you say you do. you know, then they'll say that to a man who's in a situation. And vice versa, you know, if a woman is in this situation, I'm trying to keep it as a man, let me coach the men, let me talk to my fellas out here. But I'm sure women would say the same, or men would say the same thing to women too, who are in the same situation. And eventually, like I said, most likely, if number two, it's going to be harder. Let me say this. It's going to be harder if you're in a situation where you're messing around with number two, and the number two you're messing with is looking at you as the number one. That's the most fucked up situation, I think, personally, that I could see anybody try to put themselves in. Because you're giving that, you're giving your number two the image of what a man is, when that your number two is looking at you as her number one. You know what I'm saying? So then she finds out, if she finds out you have a girl and you've been dogging her the whole time, you a dog. You a dog. I don't know. Like I said, man, it's a complicated situation when people claim that they love two different women. And like I said, that may be true. You may have two different loves, whether it is love or not. Maybe it's just a real liking for both. Maybe it's love for one, and number two is just so much of an interest that eventually you want it to be love, or eventually you think you may leave your current number one, or maybe you're just hoping that you could get away with it until whatever happens happens, without number one knowing at all. And number two, how much can you get out of number two? Because sometimes I wonder about this, and I had a friend like this. He was with his female for a long time. He started messing around with number two, and he was hoping that, he was hoping to keep number two as a back pocket deal. For if number one messes up, he could run to number two. You have some men like that, who try to keep multiple girls, multiple women in their back pocket, just in case if something happens at home, he could go down the line. So fellas, if you're in a situation where you're with two, three, now three is outrageous. Three, you're just a womanizer. You're just whatever. But if you're caught up in a triangle, like a sandwich and shit, and you're in the middle of a love triangle, as they call it, and you claim and say that you love both, then that's not an easy situation when it's all said and done. It's not. Because then it almost, in the long run, I'm sure it does feel like you would have to choose. Which one do you want to do, or what do you want to do, is the question. Do you want to continue to keep having two women you love, care about, or are you going to just hope, like I said again, that you can get away with it as long as you can? Or are you just going to end it and say, hey, this is what it is. I'm with somebody. Whether you know it or not, I'm with somebody. I enjoyed the time with you. But when it's all said and done, if you're waiting for me to leave number one, it's probably not going to happen. Or whatever the case may be, however you have to break that up. Maybe number two will eventually break it off with you. What are your feelings when that happens? When the female in your life that just came in and you drew some feelings, let's just say, and she says, maybe we shouldn't be doing this, or maybe, you know, whatever, or maybe she may say, you know, let's just say this, maybe she's trying to work it out with her number one. Let's just say both of you have a number one, the guy and the female, you and the female. Are you going to be salty if she says, you know what, I enjoyed what we did, I enjoyed the times we had, but I'm really trying to work it out with number one? What are your feelings going to feel like, fellas? Is it going to be hurt? Is it going to be like, okay, whatever, it is what it is anyway? Are you going to play it off, or are you going to be serious and be able to shake it off? A lot of us guys have different emotions. We all, as men, don't have the same emotions. Some of us are going to be like, okay, whatever, you know, yeah, we could still be friends or this and that. You have others that will be crushed or heartbroken. Because, like I said, they grew some feelings because, I don't know. That's why I'm out there trying to ask you to have you think about this situation. If you was in a situation that you had two different women that you've been seeing for a while. Some do it for a long time. Some be 2-3 years, I be hearing. My dad has had, you know, three of us with my mama. And then two babies, my older sister, and then another younger sister with another woman. So obviously he was messing around with two women at the same time for a long time, because I have two sisters from a different mother that are 10 years apart. So in a 10-year span, I've gotten two half-sisters from the same woman that he was messing with. So that's that, you know, sometimes I look at situations like that and just wonder, you know, what if I was in that situation, you know? I try not to put myself in that situation at all, but if it happens, when it happens, or it may never happen, but let's say if it happens, where am I going to, how am I going to react? And I'm saying it to the point where if I did fall for somebody else, what would I do? I don't know. But everything I explained to you and everything I said, all the possibilities, those could be one of my fucking possibilities because I don't know. And some of y'all probably listening like, well, Skinny, what kind of rant was this tonight? This ain't your usual rant. You just kind of rambled on about fucking some Dr. Phil shit. Like I said, I was just trying to do something different for the rant. You know, every now and then I want to do something for the rant. You know, the last couple I just been kind of going off and losing it. But today I wanted to be more mellow. I wanted to do something different. And, you know, it switch it up a little bit. Anyhow, I'm your boy Skinny Man. I'm out of here. Peace.